It isn't every day that we get to record a radio commercial from inside a car. But then, it isn't every day that we get to sit inside an Acura TL. In addition to the standard leather, moonroof, Bluetooth connectivity, and climate control, the TL has an available 305 horsepower V6. With super handling all-wheel drive for increased agility. This led one editor from AutoWeek to conclude, this thing will corner at speeds that will drain blood from your head. Which is all starting to make sense right about now. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the TL today.
For more information on the aggressively agile 2013 Acura TL, visit your Acura dealer today at stlouisacura.com and franklita.acura.com.
Running a business without being incorporated is like walking a tightrope without a net. One little misstep could cost you your entire business, your personal assets, and even your life savings. But no matter how big or small your business is, you can quickly protect yourself and your family by incorporating or forming an LLC. Call LLC.com today, and we'll get you started by sending you our important free guide, 1-800-500-3470. At LLC.com, we don't offer legal or financial advice. We specialize in making incorporations simple, quick, and easy. In fact, we've been helping businesses do just that for over 100 years. Running a business without a safety net really is putting your whole future on the line. And your family's future. Find out how simple it is to protect your personal assets by incorporating. Request your free guide by calling 1-800-500-3470. This is information you really need to know. That number again is 1-800-500-3470. 1-800-500-3470.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Monroe Shocks and Struts reminds you to replace your worn shocks, just like you do tires and wiper blades, because everything gets old. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
This is the Big 550 KTRS. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Eon the Peon, and you, if you want to play the Harris Challenge, now's your chance to call. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. If you've never heard the Harris Challenge before, it's the most fun you can have with your radio on. And we take five contestants, and they vie for fabulous prizes. We'll get to that in just a moment. My wife is probably home from work now, freaking out that it's the last Friday of September. She's always amazed that the clock and the calendar continue to move forward at every time, and it seems to her like it goes much faster than everything else. Can you believe it's the end of September? Yes, I can, because I know what day it is every day yes. of the year. I'm not surprised. So, boy, the days are really getting shorter now. Yes, it happens that way every year. I've been through a few of these years. This is the way it goes.
I understand what she's saying, though, but because it seems like it was just like June not too long ago.
Well, it's also because we never had the incredible hot 105 degree long run of humid days here.
Yeah.
We've had a pretty good summer continuing right up until today. Just absolutely beautiful. And of course, I know it's the end of September, because if you go into any store now, you'll see the displays. They're getting stuff out there for Valentine's Day.
Yes. Oh, no kidding. And St. Patrick's Day.
Dan has something coming up he wants to give a little plug to. Let's do that right now.
Yeah, the Teamsters Horseman Motorcycle Association. They're having a big poker run tomorrow, starting at Brewski's.
Oh, wait, I'm confused here. Is it horses? Is it motorcycles? Is it poker? Or is it running?
It's the Teamsters. It's all three. All rolled into one.
Okay.
Yeah, the Teamsters Horseman Motorcycle Association.
Okay.
And they're having a big poker run tomorrow. It starts at Brewski's at 10 a.m. And Brewski's is in O'Fallon, Missouri. And they will start the registration. Last motorcycle heads out at 11 o'clock. And the poker run, I don't know if you've ever gone on a poker run. I've never done it.
I don't know what that is.
But they go to different places and they get cards and stuff. And then they make hands with their cards and stuff. And then they come back and then they're going to have a big silent auction and a big party afterwards and after the poker run and lots of prizes and stuff. So it all starts tomorrow at Brewski's in O'Fallon.
All right, very nice.
A nice charity event.
All right, let's play the Harris Challenge. Contestant number one today is Julie. Welcome to the Big 550, Julie.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Nothing about me. I just want to ask people to please spay and neuter their pets.
Okay. Whatever happened to Bob Barker, come to think of it?
Enjoying retirement, I guess.
I guess he is. I haven't seen anything since Drew Carey took over The Price is Right. Julie, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And when I say let's, I mean I'm going to. You didn't really have to do anything there, Julie. I hope you didn't reach for a button.
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I pushed one here, and it turned it on. And here come the categories. You'll get three categories to choose from. Category one is, have you been paying attention? Category two, TV anti-heroes before Walter White, because we've got the big finale of Breaking Bad coming up on Sunday night. And the third category is, it happened in September. Which one would you like?
I'll take the third one.
The September category.
Yes.
Okay, here's how the Harris Challenge works. We put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with the one-pointer. We work our way up to the five-pointer. You answer or pass on each question. The questions you pass on, you can go back and pick up later on, long as you do it before the minute runs out, because at the 60-second mark, the buzzer sounds, and we tally up your points. Now, the points count because eight or more makes you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
Paul, and we're going to give you a choice. You can have a dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop. Mm. They have two locations.
Donuts.
One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville. And, by the way, Dan brought some. You saw our friends at Old Town today?
I saw Keith over at the Old Town Donuts.
He brought in some of the donuts today, Julie. I've said this before. Donuts the size of your head.
Oh, they're awesome.
I'm not kidding. I really wish you guys wouldn't put it on the table right in front of me. Because I'm trying to be on a diet, and every time you do this,
I know.
It is literally killing me. I hope you're happy.
And I've lost a lot of weight, too. It's really, really tough. So I've gained about 5 or 6 pounds today.
Try the bacon caramel donut.
Oh, my goodness.
There's three words that you never would have thought to put together. Well, caramel would go fine with a donut, but they make them with bacon, and it's unbelievable.
Bacon bits on there. Oh. Yeah. We also have a $20 gift card to Subliminal Subs,
where I had lunch today.
With several locations around St. Louis, including one here at Westport.
Yeah.
And Warenberg has provided us with some movie passes. One for Escape Plan. We have Captain Phillips.
Oh, that's the new Tom Hanks movie that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, mm-hmm. which I saw the first one with my daughter, and that was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Generation Iron?
Mm-hmm.
Generation Iron. We have Prisoners. And you can choose from any one of those three.
Oh, pretty cool. All right, so that's what you're playing for, Julie. Of course, the flip side of the coin is if you don't get to eight, if you get seven or fewer points, then according to federal communications law, we don't have a choice in this. We have to punish you. You understand that, right?
I do.
Okay.
And all that's a prize package of well over.
Oh, I forgot to mention, if you get them all right, if you get all 15 points, then you get the full thing, all the prizes that I just mentioned, and that's a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
Thank you for reminding me. Reminding me, Dan. Okay, Julie, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Libyan city was the U.S. consulate attacked on September 11th, 2012?
Pass.
Who was the first player in Major League Baseball to hit 60 home runs in two seasons?
Pass.
In what state did the U.S. conduct its first underground nuclear test in September 1957?
Arizona.
Nevada. During which war were 23,000 Americans killed at the Battle of Antietam? In September 1994, Heather Whitestone made history when she was chosen Miss America. What was different about Heather Whitestone?
She only had one leg.
No, she was the first deaf Miss America. Back to the one-pointer. In what Libyan city was the U.S. consulate attacked just about a little over a year ago, September 11th, 2012?
Oh. God, I don't know.
This is the point where I remind you, you chose the category of your own free will.
I know.
It was Benghazi, Libya. It was Sammy Sosa who was the first to hit 60 home runs in two seasons. Nevada with the nuclear tests, and the Battle of Antietam was during the Civil War.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Julie, we hate to start off punishing somebody. Here to do the punishing for you are Jack and Meg, collectively known as the White Stripes. Yes. Very, very popular band, except for this one song.
Oh, no.
Little Room?
Yep.
Well, you're in your little room, and you're working on something good. But if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room. And when you're in the bigger room, you might not know what to do. You might have to think of how you got started sitting in your little room.
And that is the answer to the question, why did Meg divorce Jack?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you, and you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks for playing. Here's our second contestant today. Hello, Robert.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Tell you about myself. Well, I've got a beard, I wear glasses, and I've got a hat on right now, and I worked outside all day, and it was hot.
Okay. That's the kind of personal information we rarely get about people, so thank you for sharing, Robert.
You're welcome.
Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? TV antiheroes before Walter White or the unique states?
How about the unique states?
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state produces the most maple syrup?
Vermont.
Correct. What state starts with the letter A and has the only active diamond mine in the United States?
Arkansas.
Correct. Which state has more coastline than the other 49 states combined?
I would say Florida.
Alaska.
Yeah.
Which New England state is where the American poultry industry got its start?
Massachusetts.
Rhode Island.
Well, yeah, okay.
Here's the five-pointer. You need this for the win. What is the driest state in the U.S.? And we're not talking alcohol here.
Oh, the driest state in the United States. I would say probably New Mexico.
What was the other N state that you were thinking of there?
Maybe my second choice.
Nevada.
Nevada, okay.
Yeah.
That's just where I leave my money.
Robert, you got the one and the two. Oh, I feel it coming on already today.
Boy. Yeah, I know. I'm not going to get that $1 million.
No.
Prize pack.
You're not even going to get a piece of it. You are going to get punished, though.
No, thank you.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Well, you're in your little room, and you're working on something good. But if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room. And when you're in the bigger room.
Okay, that's enough. I'm stopping.
It hurts.
I'm stopping there because I have a feeling we're gonna end up hearing the rest of it in a few minutes.
I'll bring him on ahead next time.
Okay, Robert, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's contestant number three. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just helping the Cardinals clinch it tonight.
Yeah, we all are.
Yep.
All we need is a victory or a Pirates loss, and they clinch the division. All right, we've got three categories here. Have you been paying attention? TV antiheroes before Walter White, or this week around the globe?
Oh, let's try. Have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock, Tom. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which fast food company introduced French fries it says have 40% less fat and 30% fewer calories? Burger King is right. Who retired after last night's Yankees game as one of the most...
Mariano Rivera.
Correct. What unusual vehicle caused a problem for two drivers on Chicago's Lakeshore Drive early Sunday morning?
Pass.
What bankrupt American city will get at least $100 million in federal aid to raise vacant buildings and spur job growth?
San Francisco.
Detroit. In data released by the College Board, 57% of graduating seniors aren't ready to transition to college coursework based on their scores on what test?
ACT.
The SAT. Back to the three-pointer. What unusual vehicle caused a problem for two drivers on Chicago's Lakeshore Drive early Sunday morning? I'll tell you, it wasn't a car. It wasn't a truck.
A boat?
A plane. A small plane had to land due to mechanical failure, and the guy landed it on Lakeshore Drive. Tom, let's see what you did here. Oh, the one and the two is all we got for you, too. Jack?
Your mind had to think of how you got started sitting in your little room.
The song's not even a minute long.
I know.
Really? You can only come up with 25 seconds worth of lyrics, Jack?
Yeah.
Tom, I'm really sorry you had to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
There's contestant number four. Hello, Nate.
Hi, how we going?
Well, the pressure of the world is going to be on you and our next contestant to save us from any more punishment like that. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I got nothing other than at least the Rams are making it better to watch baseball playoffs and hockey.
Yeah. You know, I hear there's a rumor. I just found this out today from Colin in our newsroom. There's a rumor that St. Louis may get an NFL team soon.
Wow.
Which category would you like? TV anti-heroes before Walter White or This Week Around the Globe?
We'll do This Week Around the Globe.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Nate, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country's new president said this week that his nation will not build a nuclear bomb?
Iran.
Correct. In what city did a group called El Shabaab claim credit for an attack on an upscale mall that killed dozens?
It's in Kenya, but it's a pass.
Which country reelected Angela Merkel's party by the biggest margin of victory in 23 years?
India.
Germany. What events in Chile, Japan, and elsewhere in the last few years did scientists say this week have actually shortened the length of a day slightly?
What event? Full moon?
Earthquakes. Which European capital has an elite squad of police officers called super recognizers who spot troublemakers based on their pictures? Is it London, Paris, or Madrid?
Paris.
London. What's that city in Kenya where they had the mall attack?
I just don't know.
That was,
bring on some white.
That was Nairobi. Here's the thing that's really sad. So far, we haven't had enough points scored by four players combined to get a winning score. So here again, the White Stripes.
Well, you're in your little room.
And that's enough of the White Stripes.
Yeah, we've been punished like four times.
Yeah, we're the ones with headphones cranked up.
Oh.
Nate, have a good weekend.
You too.
Here's our final contestant. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm really, really counting on you, buddy.
I'm hoping I can break the spell.
I hope so, too. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I work for Charter Communications, and I hope the Cardinals do well in the playoffs, the World Series.
Yeah, all of us do. All right, Rich, one category left. TV anti-heroes before Walter White. I will point out that all four previous contestants passed on this, and quite often that means it's the easiest of the five. We'll see.
I hate to say it, but if there was another category, I'd pass on this one, too.
Well, hold on then. I have another contestant on another line. I can give it to them, and you can come back in another day if you like.
That's okay. That's all right.
You want to take
it? He's going to try.
I want to take it.
All right, Rich, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which New Jersey waste management boss was famously played for years by James Gandolfini?
Tony Soprano?
Correct. Which advertising executive has been married to Megan and Betty?
Pass.
Which series starred Michael C. Hall as a forensics expert who was also a serial killer and aired its final episode last Sunday?
Was that Dexter?
Correct. On what show did Dennis Leary play a flawed firefighter named Tommy Gavin? Which show about corrupt LAPD detective Vic Mackey starred Michael Chiklis?
Pass on that one, too.
Back to the two-pointer. Which advertising executive has been married to characters named Megan and Betty?
Pass.
The Dennis Leary Firefighter Show.
Oh, man, that one I should know.
That, wow. that show was called Rescue Me. Vic Mackey with Michael Chiklis was The Shield. And the advertising executive married to Megan and Betty, what if I told you that the show was Mad Men? Now, do you know the character's name?
No, I don't watch the show, but I knew it was on Mad Men. I couldn't name the character. So.
Don Draper, played by St. Louis's own John Hamm, who, by the way, last night or the night before was on Jimmy Kimmel defending Emo's Pizza in a taste-off.
Yes. But you know what, Paul? This is not a good day for the Harris Challenge.
No. You know how we know that? You got 4 points, and that outscored everybody else.
But what are we going to get for that?
But you know what? I can't break federal law. Here we go.
My ears.
We just got.
What was that guy on when he did that?
We just got a call from Potosi. They're considering using that instead of lethal injection.
Yeah.
Rich, I hope you have a good weekend. Thank you for playing. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every week right around 5:15. Sometimes people actually win stuff. Just not today. You know what it is? It's all that excitement about going to the stores and buying a Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. This is the Big 550 KTRS, and worldwide we are on KTRS.com.
Now we're going to check traffic with a guy that says, more white stripes, more. I love them. Here's Tim Weiland.
I will shoot that plane down.
That'd be good. I've almost jumped before when you play some of your punishment music.
Wow.
That was awful. Oh, man, I'll tell you something else that is awful. Anybody that's coming in on eastbound 40, man, what a mess. You are running slow from Long Road all the way in through Big Bend. And that's all because of Taste of St. Louis, the Cardinals, the hockey game, and the racing that's going on over at Gateway. Now, southbound 170, that's stop and go from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 70, you're going to find it slow midway between Zumbel and Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. You're slow again approaching TR Hughes out through Bryan Road. That's all the folks that are slowing down to take a look at an accident that's on Veterans Memorial Parkway, which is the south outer road of Highway 70. It had veterans shut down completely. Northbound 170, just a little bit slow from 70 through Airport Road. If you're traveling westbound 40, you've got the usual slowdown between Kings Highway and McCausland. You're a little bit slow as you go from Lindbergh, but then it opens up. You're heavy again, 270 through Mason, and then Long Road to the Boone, or excuse me, I should say Clarkson up to the Boone Bridge. In the middle of that, you had an accident that was partially blocking the left lane. Eastbound 270 looks like we're still slowing east of McDonald through New Forest. And in fact, it looks like it's midway between McDonald and Lindbergh, and we're headed back up to Alton. At last check, they were still working with that accident northbound 67 at the Missouri end of the Clark Bridge, and only the right lane was getting through. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Crunchy meat juicy, juicy meat crunchy. New Super Crunch chicken strips at Sonic. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-6317. That's 1-800-900-6317. 1-800-900-6317. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals' revolutionary foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-400-4034. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-400-4034 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-400-4034.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Alton to Afton to Collinsville to Cottleville, Clayton to Creekor, your city and more, Webster to Wildwood, the one you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. Charles, wherever you live, Hazelwood to Maplewood, the name you know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. Or a hole in your roof, or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home. Complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
My wife is amazing. After 27 years of marriage, she's so full of energy and life.
My wife is 56, and she's just as gorgeous and vibrant today as she was on our wedding day.
What's the secret the wives of these men are in on? It's Ambren, a leading formula for women over 40 that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve symptoms of menopause. And right now, you can receive a free sample of Ambren. Call now and ask for your free sample of Ambren at 1-800-424-7690. That's 1-800-424-7690.
Hi, this is Terry Hall from This Week in Real Estate. This Saturday, we're at our normal time from 3 to 5 Saturday afternoon. Yep, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. We're going to talk about new first-time buyer's money. If you want to know more about how to get $5,000 for free for your down payment, call 314-878-2300. Otherwise, listen to This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul, Ian, Dan, and Mike Evans, who's now brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Check them out online at thompsonprice.com. Now let's go to Hollywood and say hello to Mike Evans.
Give it up.
My Mike, you know, last week we were joking around about getting something for Frank from this Breaking Bad auction that's going to be online starting on Sunday before the final show.
Yeah.
And I joked about getting T.O.'s bell, you know, the one that was on the wheelchair. Opening bid for it. They haven't even started the auction yet. Opening bid, $3,500.
Oh, wow.
So how much you got on you?
Yeah, right. Pockwist question, name the name of the actor that donates blood about once a month to the Red Cross. Jackie Chan, Adam Sandler, Tom Selleck. Answer in just a minute. Got a lot of love nuggets for you. Starting off, Big Bang Theory, Kelly Cuoco.
Ooh, yeah.
She is now engaged to tennis player Ryan Sweeting, who is ranked 535th in the world. When Kelly played tennis in college, she was ranked 6th in the country. So she could probably beat him in tennis.
Mm-hmm.
They only met 3 months ago. They're already talking about getting married before the holidays.
You know, she's gotten so much better on that show. I recently saw a rerun of one of the first couple of episodes, and she was probably written this way, but the character was just a complete airhead at the beginning, and now, as the most popular sitcom on TV, they've really drawn her into an actual character.
Oh, I like her. I think she's great. Yeah. I like the show.
Yeah, me too.
Show's great.
Yep.
Liam Hemsworth says that Miley Cyrus changed a lot over the past year and says he's now just glad that it's finally over. Doesn't sound like he's upset at all. More Miley Cyrus. Justin Bieber's been calling her, but she's not been returning his calls. Spotted having dinner at the Palm Restaurant in New York, Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
And P. Diddy. Don't know if it was romance or if it was business. Married couple. This is amazing to me. Jessica Alba and Warren Cash are making an offer on the Trump Tower's 10,000-square-foot, 55th-floor presidential suite. Now, I don't know what they're going to offer, but the asking price is $50 million. Dollars.
That's what I'm going to get for Frank.
There you go. That'd be good. Hey, despite all the talk of doom, Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones just bought Catherine's mom a condo right next to their condo in New York. Doesn't sound like they're breaking up to me. Or maybe Michael bought it for Catherine's mom trying to make points with Catherine. I don't know how that went down exactly. Jennifer Lawrence has been dating English actor Nick Holt now for about 6 months. Some say they are serious. Robert Pattinson has a new girlfriend, 22-year-old model Dylan Penn, who is Sean Penn and Robin Wright Penn's daughter. How'd you like to have Sean Penn as your father-in-law?
Yeah. I don't think you want to come to the door and try to date his daughter.
No, I don't think so. Reminds me that Sean Penn was with his ex Madonna at her YouTube film premiere in New York. Nothing romantic, just posing for pictures with other celebrities. Regarding Madonna's film, it is the worst piece of crap I have ever seen in my life.
Wow.
You got to go check it out, watch it, and then email me and let me know what you think. Go to YouTube, pull up Special Project Revolution. Special Project Revolution. 17 minutes of pure brainless garbage. Written, directed, produced, and starring Madonna.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of movies, I know you like going to the movies. Have you seen Rush?
No, but Joe was here earlier and gave it, I think, only a 5 out of 10. What about you?
I gave it 4 stars, and people that I know that are voters say that it'll almost definitely be nominated for Best Picture.
Wow. Yeah, I hear a lot of people saying good things about it, too.
5 out of 10?
Yep.
Was he yelling crack pipe or something? 5 out of 10. Wow.
We're not sure.
What did you do for Don John, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you think women will go see a movie with all that
porn?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of R-rated movies are just plain nasty and vulgar. At least there's some good writing to this thing.
Yeah, I thought Scarlett Johansson was unbelievably good.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, sure is.
TV News Boardwalk Empire just got picked up for a 5th season. Love that show. Anthony Weiner has hired a showrunner here in L.A. To shop the Anthony Weiner talk show. Zip, zero, zilch interest, though. That thing is ridiculous. Survivor, by the way, the ratings for Survivor have never been bigger. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Huh.
Name the name of the actor who donates blood once a month to the Red Cross. Jackie Chan, Adam Sandler, or Tom Selleck?
Ian?
I'm going to say all three.
Tom Selleck.
I'm going to go Selleck.
The answer is Jackie Chan.
Oh. No.
Jackie Chan. And finally, come on, St. Louis, sing along. Aloha Friday, hey. No, Monday, hey. We're going to play today. Hey. Aloha Friday. Well, the Rams lost, but St. Louis could clinch the number one spot to play the Dodgers. Go Cardinal. Lily Okalani, Lani on the OK, look who and a cock and a and hoo hoo hoo. Two-way Kamiki, Kaka, ooh. Why would double Kamiki, Kaka, hoo hoo.
Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths in a Home, online at thompsonprice.com. That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads. In the news, we begin in Little Rock, Arkansas, where Jeff Baskin and Keith Monahan are rival meteorologists at two TV stations that are owned by the same company. So they're in the same building. In fact, they share an office. The other night, Monahan walked in and asked Baskin what he was going to show for the rain chances on Saturday. Baskin replied that he thought the rain would hold off and move in on Sunday. They exchanged a few more words, then they went off to their separate studios. And then on the air, Baskin told his audience, quote, Saturday should be an absolutely beautiful day for those of you participating in the Big Dam Bridge 100 bike race. Unlike what other community college-educated meteorologists will tell you, the rain should hold off until midday Sunday. There will have a 40% chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms, unquote. Then on the other station, Monahan responded by saying, quote, pay no attention to what some Cajun who's married all five of his cousins at some point says. Pack your ponchos this Saturday because we're going to get a 50% chance of rain starting in the afternoon Saturday and ending well before Sunday, unquote. Well, after he got off the air, Monahan went back to his desk and found a note from Baskin that said, meet me by the flagpole out front.
Whoa.
And that's where the fight started. The two weather guys got into it, quickly joined by other people from their newscasts until the cops showed up and started arresting people, including Baskin and Monahan, who were charged with inciting a riot and held for 24 hours before being released. The cops also denied a request from Nexstar, which owns both TV stations, to put the two meteorologists in adjacent cells so the TV outlets could position their cameras between the two in order for them to do their weather reports live from the Pulaski County Detention Facility. Request denied. Story number two, this week's amazing medical story. Have you seen the picture of the 22-year-old Chinese guy whose doctors are growing a replacement nose on his forehead?
Yes.
The patient had his nose damaged from an infection resulting from a car accident. This is not a mistake. Doctors decided the only way to reconstruct his nose was to surgically form a new one. So tissue expanders were placed under the skin and then cut to resemble a nose, which doctors will implant in the coming weeks. When they do transplant the nose, they will use cartilage from his ribs to give the nose added structure. Dr. Patrick Byrne, who's the head of facial plastic and reconstruction surgery at Johns Hopkins Medical Center, told a newspaper that forehead skin is used to help reform noses because it's the closest match to skin on the nose. Usually the nose is reformed during surgery rather than on a patient's forehead, but Byrne says it will be a real nose and it will have a breathing passageway. Eventually the doctors will move the nose to its proper place and then suture together the skin flaps of the forehead, and he'll just end up with a small scar there and a nose where there currently isn't one. And if you haven't seen the picture, trust me when I say go online and type in nose forehead.
We have it on our Facebook page.
Oh, we do?
Yes, facebook.com/AMandPM.
Stop picking your forehead.
That's what I said. It's not a forehead, it's a snorehead.
Wow. Now we go to Seville, Spain, where times are tough because of the financial crisis. So when a couple got to divorce court, they told the judge they couldn't stand to live together any longer, but they couldn't afford to live in separate houses either. So the judge ordered the couple to literally split their home. Not figuratively. The judge says the couple should go on living at the same property after bisecting the 2,700-foot square apartment, the 2,700-square foot apartment into two distinct units. The wife will live upstairs with the two daughters, the husband downstairs. The judge ruled, yes, this might result in some uncomfortable encounters, but it's the lesser of the two evils in view of the economic situation presented by the parties. A lawyer for one of the two parties told the newspaper an extraordinary decision that could encourage other judges to seek similarly extreme solutions because Spain's economic crisis has changed everything. At least that's better than what happened in Pontiac, Michigan, where a demolition crew took down a house, and it turned out to be the wrong one. The Oakland County Sheriff's Department said the street numbers of a home slated for demolition were nailed to a neighboring vacant house that was for sale. That led contractors to demolish the wrong house before they eventually figured it out and knocked down the correct building. Mike Anderson, the owner of the incorrectly demolished house, wonders whether the city owes him a new house. If it's anything like the Mike Anderson we know, his face is still red. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. I'm Paul Harris. Check out my syndicated show, America Weekend, which KTRS airs Saturday and Sunday nights at midnight. And have a great rest of your weekend. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's get a look at traffic now. Big problems on 40. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Yeah, we've got a lot of problems everywhere. We just heard of a new accident, a six-vehicle accident on westbound 70 at 79. I don't know if there's any lane blockage, but it was already slowing from west of Zumbel out to Mid Rivers Mall Drive and then out to Bryan Road. So it's still kind of a mess on westbound 70. We have, sounds like a new accident blocking the left lane on eastbound 40 at Hanley. Eastbound 40 has just been a mess. It's heavy coming out of Chesterfield Valley from between Boone's Crossing and Clarkson all the way in through Mason. You get a little bit of an opening, and then from Ballas all the way in now through Hanley, things are going to be stacked up. The accident on northbound 67 at the foot of the Clark Bridge on the Missouri side, they only have the right lane open, but the good news is they've cleared a couple of cars away. The remaining three cars are on flatbeds and attached to tow trucks, so they should be moving that out of the way probably within the next 10 minutes. The bad news is you're backed up all the way to the Lewis Bridge, and I think that's between 3 and 4 miles, so it's just a parking lot there. Other than that, southbound 270 looks like it's thinning out, 40 through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 170, that's heavy now from south of Del Mar through Highway 40. It looks like coming into downtown on westbound 5570, you're heavy from 4th Street up to about the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Crunchy, meat juicy. Juicy, meat crunchy. Try Sonic's new Super Crunch Chicken Strips or make it a Super Crunch Chicken Strips dinner with tots, Texas toast, an onion ring, and country gravy. That's right, gravy. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou's football team wraps up the non-conference schedule Saturday in Columbia against Arkansas State. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here.
Tomorrow, the Tigers take on the Arkansas State Red Wolves in Columbia. Coverage begins at 5:30. Game time is at 6:30. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-357-0726. That's 800-357-0726. 800-357-0726. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com. Ballpark.com.
It soars nearly 400 feet high over St. Louis, offering an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. It's 360 on top of Hilton at the Ballpark next to Busch Stadium. Besides the view, you'll find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Plus, their small plates menu, perfect for noshing or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 Rooftop Bar is a great place to be all year round.
360. Sip. See. Savor.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale is this Friday and Saturday at the Crestwood store. Bring your measurements and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year during this two-day sale. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Monroe Shocks and Struts reminds you to replace your worn shocks, just like you do tires and wiper blades, because everything gets old. Learn more at Monroe.com.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All right,
Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis. We are
Missouri.